reasons. It's a long way away from me.
It was thunderous, isn't it?
Probably not, whatever.
Just try, I'm sure.
Ah, I love the smell of pussy in the morning. This little place on the outskirts of Paris, the birthplace of kings, the birthplace of my king, Louis IX, my master, mon amour, ma raison. Poissy exudes royalty. Its perfectly bleached edges, its aroma of oils and spice, tobacco et parfum, its fine dukes and counts in tailored silks, debating philosophy and art on the lawns to the sound of the soft harp. Even Poissy's sunshine is somehow regal, its air noble, its water majestic. Oh! Bon matin, mes garçons! Où est mon petit déjeuner, hein? Attends! Wait! Arrêtez! Stop! Get your hands off me! Where are we going? Louis! Louis! They are taking me! Unhand me, sir! Louis! The Elephant in the Tower by David McGraw. Day one. I have been kidnapped by the English, whipped and smacked inside a box, then carted to hell. It's stinking, rainy, festering, muddy, mark flea-ridden, soiled, bubonic hideousness of a hell. I have yet to be told of a reason. I have yet to be officially received by nobility. I have been simply kidnapped, stolen across the sea and locked in the tower. There are three lions already imprisoned here, and when I called to them for some sort of explanation, they roared at me to be quiet because I had work on them. A mangy polar bear then sauntered over and asked my name without an introduction. Just, oh, like, what's your name then? I don't know what came over me, but I was not going to stand there and be asked my name without knowing the asker's title or standing. It's indecent, but I ran at him. Shackles were placed upon my feet as a result, these jailers declaring me unruly. Imbecile! There is such a disgusting smell in this place. They have constructed a box for me to sleep in, no bigger than half of me. No. Tomorrow, I shall wake up in Poissy, in Louis' arms, and this will all have been a foul nightmare. Day two. The lions tell me I'm in London. And to keep calm, London's people stare. They are desperate for staring. They arrived from all around the city to stare. I woke to staring. The beast, they call me, the beast.
The beast is about 10 years old,
one beefeater keeps telling them.
Possessing a rough hide rather than fur, has small eyes at the top of its head, and eats and drinks with a trunk.
As though nobody in this insidious, stinking earl has ever seen an elephant before. Swarming around at all sides of me with toothless grins, laughing and making faces. I shouted, Louis will have your heads! But they just kept laughing. Then the polar bear appeared from the river with a fish in his mouth, shit dripping from it, and they all cheer. I apologize for my behavior yesterday, I said. Then he said, don't worry, old chap, water off my hairy ballsack. What sort of a place is it where such language is used? Then there is a zebra, a drunken slut of an animal. She drinks beer with the beef eaters in their canteen.
Oh, hello, Ansem.
She says,
"You're a big boy." Well, they say he wants you go elephant. What sort of equipment you got down there, love?
Then she inspects my...
That's some set of crowns, jewels you got there.
She says, and trots off. It's a ghastly thing. Tonight I long for Louis. I see him in his finest armor, storming the tower with a battalion of men and burning it to the ground, freeing me as we freed him in Egypt. Then we will return to Poissy, where he bathes me clean with coconut milk. Day 3. I wish for death. King Henry III arrived and I said, finally, this mess, this bloody mess, will be rectified. Your Majesty, I said, this has obviously been some dreadful mistake. I belong to Louis the Ninth of France. I live in Poissy.
Who's it from?
He said. A beef eater said,
it is a gift from King Louis the Ninth of France, Your Majesty.
My heart burst an ocean of pain into my chest. Louis! My master, mon amour, my reason, had given me away like a sack of potatoes. There are no words.
Looks a bit like old Louis, said King Henry III, and everyone laughed. The sycophants.
What's the beast's name?
We were waiting for you to name it, Your Majesty.
Well, let's call him Simpleton. Well, what does he eat?
We were hoping you would know, Your Majesty.
Of course I know! He shouted. It's an elephant. It eats beef and red wine. Now feed it. The poor beast looks starved. And with that he left. And there are no words. They placed a piece of cow in front of me for supper and a barrel of red wine. And there are no words. And I wish for death.
Day 13. I was starved and malnourished and had gone 2 weeks without eating. There is nothing here. No music, no insight. The monkeys throw shit, and sometimes the patterns are interesting, but there is nobody to converse with about the deeper meaning. Death was just about here, and I welcomed it. All of a sudden, the beef eaters held me at the neck and forced a slab of beef down my throat, then poured the barrel of red wine down my gullet. I am truly forsaken.
Day 26. They burn women upon Tower Hill. It is the reason for the stench. The accused, they stand in front of 3 or 4 cardinals with a barbarian crowd booing and cheering behind them. The accused gives their defense. More often than not, they are found guilty by the cardinals and burnt alive. Much to the delight of the masses. I hate this place. I am regularly eating beef and drinking red wine. They will not give me anything else. I long for water, for fresh vegetables, for crunchy hay, for fruit and nutrition, for decent cuisine.
Day 43.
Today there may be some hope. An ostrich was presented to King Henry by the King of Belgium. The ostrich is of nobility and hates this place too. They toss her nails and metal to eat because somehow the king thinks ostriches eat metal. He concocts these stories when he is under pressure, and then, after repeating the story several times, he genuinely believes them as the truth. Escape, the ostrich whispered to me tonight. I know a way. The snitching zebra came into earshot and we hushed. But it was enough to dream with. Escape. The ostrich has given me up. I will not go back to France, no. We will go south, catch passage to Africa where we can live free with the wild animals there on the plains. And life will once again be sweet. The ostrich, indeed, has given me up. Day 45. The ostrich died yesterday. The menagerie's vet said it was a witch's curse, and not as a result of the 23 nails she had eaten. 7 years in medical school, and all the man can say is, witch's curse. But that was the escape she spoke of. The beefeaters picked a woman out of the crowd and burnt her alive for casting a curse on the royal ostrich. I have to say, here, in private, I enjoyed it. My grief, my anger, had somewhere to go. Even if it was at the end of a pointed finger without reason, I had goosebumps. And in the excitement, I drank my whole barrel of red wine. Set, eat, die, simpleton, said the beefeater. And rolled me over a second barrel. I drank that too and found myself roaring along with the mob. Burn her! I shouted. Burn the witch! I woke today, sore and ashamed, with an ache in my head and back. No more red wine, I said, trying to stand, only to find a group of leery builders on my back with brick and mortar, talking of big-titted conquest, was building a structure. Apparently, King Henry read in a book that elephants could support enough weight on their backs for a castle. I drank red wine to take the edge off. Day 143. Hey, simpleton the elephant, the tower, fuck my balls, my big elephant balls. Me and the monkeys flung shit at the lions. Those fucking lions, they think they're so great, fuck them. No, not them. I'm going to fuck that zebra bitch. Where is she? Day 236. The hangovers. I am voiceless in my hangovers. Deadened and null. I can barely find time between them to write. I find myself wailing for more wine as soon as I wake just to quell them. All my behavior over the last few months has been disgraceful. The zebra and I have done some atrocious things. I have fallen out with the lions and the polar bear. The new leopard has been told to stay well away from me. The only thing I look forward to now are the witch burnings. One is on tonight at 8 o'clock. Burn the witch! I will shout. Burn her. I cannot even remember what I'm angry about. I just know I'm angry. They say an elephant never forgets, but I cannot retain any longer. I cannot retain. Afterwards, we will souse ourselves on ale and wine, and the beefeaters will lock the doors, and we will break and damage and roar. Pot valiant and brave, and we will talk of escape and rebellion, because we are the ones with the strength. They only have the keys and the funny hats.
And then we will sleep and start it over. I never needed God in Poissy. But this place has made a believer out of me. Because if there is a hell, this is it. And if there is a hell, there must be a heaven. There must be. I need wine. Day 453. 435. It's important. We took Egypt together, Louis. Do you remember? And I stood by you when you were captured a whole 2 years. Do you remember, Louis? We took Egypt, Louis! Joyeux Noël. I hope you are happy. Day 500. Yeah! 500th day of the tour! More wine! More wine, beefeaters! They don't know. They don't even know. They're fools! You are fools! They don't know me! And you've all come to see the elephant. But here I am! Are you not entertained? Step right up and see Simpleton the elephant. More wine! Day 579. Last night, I found myself dumbfounded on a sea of elephants. A lost elephant. Simpleton the elephant. Floating atop of a sea of elephants, a million elephants deep and a million elephants wide, a raging sea of elephants. And I couldn't ascertain which elephant was me. I tried hard to find myself, but every elephant looked the same and I could have been any one of them. And we just raged hard in the squall. Giant waves, 1,000 elephants high, crashing and turning and swelling. Day 622.
The ravens have gathered, squawking dinner. And methinks they will have it soon. I am a dying thing. Diary. The menagerie's vet inspected me today. They are burning the witch now. If I could save the poor woman, I would. It is the kings who shovel us like this, I would tell them. It is the queens who point out our villain. But my words, if I could speak them, would do her no good. These people do not want truth. Because if the truth were to be heard, their grand illusion would crumble, as has mine. So here, I'll lie until the end. In my little box, behind the great big wall, watching witch hunts as the kings and queens go unobserved in their devilment. And I'll drink your cheap wine. And eat the stewed and toxic meat you serve. I will breathe your smoke. And I will carry your stone on my back and pray at night for better days. I'll be your pickled savage, your placid simpleton, and you will hear a peep from me no more. You have come to see the elephant. You have seen him.